Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFO Warning. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about DUMS, Deep Underground Military Bases. I was on YouTube the other day just fooling around, and I came across that site. It's called the History Guy, I think. He's an old professor type, and he does some really cool videos on history and about historical events that really haven't got the attention they deserve. And he did one on Cheyenne Mountain out in Colorado there. And that's a military base where they have NORAD at and a lot of other stuff. It's, I believe, like buried 2 miles underground and in the side of a mountain there under granite. It has these big giant blast doors that can protect against an atomic blast, you know, within a mile. It, believe they said it encompasses like 5 acres or something. It's an amazing sight to read about. I mean, it's got 4.5-5 million gallons of water on reservoir there. They have like 5 stories, I believe, of different operations, and they track everything going in and out of the country. It's a binational thing between the United States and Canada, and it's been there since, I believe, just after World War II. You can go on Wikipedia and look it up. Anyway. A lot of cool stuff there to protect the country, a lot of top secret stuff, no doubt. But the main thing is just the way they built this huge facility into the side of a mountain. It's just amazing that they could even do that. Well, anyway, the history guy, he did a little episode on an event that happened back in 1979 on November 9th, I believe, that would have been, a year before Carter left office. And they had... They had moved everything over from basically a manual system to a computerized system for the air defense system. And this is, this would have been during the Cold War when we had the whole idea of mutual assured destruction going on. And the whole point there was that if the Russians were to send a nuclear weapon our way, then we would send 10 nuclear weapons their way. Well, they had switched everything over onto this computer system, and... while the human still had the last say, thank God, literally, thank God, the computer would be the one to make the first alert. And it turns out on that day, back on November 9th, 1979, the alert went out that there had been a mass attack by Soviet subs firing nuclear weapons at the United States. And there's, as the history guy there goes and describes, there was a massive response by the United States, where they got all their bombers airborne, and everything was on alert. They had the president up, and like I said, thankfully they didn't respond. And eventually, within a few minutes, they discovered that it was a false alarm. Well, this raised quite a few questions. I mean, you're talking about the end of the world here, the end of humanity, civilization, whatever. You know, what on earth happened that you just put this new computer system in and now it's giving you a false alarm? At any rate, after this long investigation, they discovered that, they claim that the whole problem is traced back to a computer chip used to run the computers. And this computer chip had been improperly coded during its creation, and that's what caused it. And that raises a lot of questions. You know, first off, that's just not a good enough explanation for me. And the normal layman, the normal person in this country, doesn't really understand how computer chips are created and how they're made. So it seems as if they just use a scenario that 99.9% of the people can't understand and claim that that's how it happened. Who knows what really happened? And that brings us to really the topic at hand, is these deep underground military bases. I mean, and the level of secrecy. Now, we all understand that there's a certain level of secrecy needed in order to protect our country, because, you know, they are protecting us from a nuclear strike or an invasion by some other country or whatever, terrorists, whatever. The real thing becomes is how far does this secrecy have to stretch? And I did a little bit of looking around, and from what I can find, there, if the reports are to be believed, there are at least 44 or more secret, or not secret, but underground bases. Now, some of these are supposedly there for like weather study, like the one in Mount Weather out in, I believe it's Georgia or North Carolina, and some of them are there for Congress to be ushered off to in case of a nuclear threat. But there's well over 40 underground bases that are controlled by our government, and at some point you have to ask yourself, well, what on earth are they using these things for? I mean, we've all heard of the underground, base or whatever it is in Denver National Airport out there. And the secrecy that surrounds these things is what's really concerning to me. When you have to stop and think about what we've seen in the last couple of years as far as our government goes and how they handle things, just like the recent Sunspot Observatory closure, we see that the government, or as some of us call it, the deep state, prefers to operate with great secrecy even when there's no need to. Now, that brings us to another point. We have all these missing people cases in the U.S. park system, thousands. We have reports of UFOs constantly coming up around nuclear bases, and this has come up not too long ago, where they went back into the 70s or 80s, and they talked about how UFOs showed up at nuclear bases and literally shut the bases down. Well, the only way they could do that is if those UFOs had access to the computer systems, the computer chips that run the operating systems in those bases. So here again, we have this system where we have at 40 or better that we know of bases run by our government or our military or whoever. And then as an overlay, we have this UFO phenomenon that continually keeps popping up around those bases. We have missing people that continually go missing on properties that are controlled by the federal government. And really, when you think about it, can we distinguish between the federal government and the deep state? Because when your federal government becomes unresponsive, when your federal government becomes secretive and won't share information with the people, then in essence, it becomes the deep state. It's almost as if it's this old monarchy system from back in the Middle Ages. And when you combine that old monarchical system from the Middle Ages with today's high-tech products that are out there, and then you toss in the UFO phenomenon, that's when you have real problems. Now, we also have not just the deep underground military bases we're talking about, but reportedly, as I posted on my UFOwarning.com website, there's at least 10 suspected underground bases that commonly come up is being reported as UFO bases. And these range from abandoned copper mines in Canada, where very strange paranormal stuff has been reported. It includes deep cave systems in the Southwest, where we have very strange hieroglyphic type cave paintings that really don't fit the culture of that time, that people have based everything from Egyptian travelers to space travelers on. It includes deep underground systems in England, in Germany, throughout Europe. So we have this phenomenon, and on top of that, we have lots and lots of folklore and historical accounts from native people from hundreds or thousands of years ago of aliens that come from underground. So this is what's kind of bubbling up into a very interesting phenomenon with UFOs as far as they relate to the culture of underground bases and the secrecy that surrounds these underground bases. And if you step back and look at situations like Cheyenne Mountain, where we nearly went to nuclear war with the Russians over what was said to have been a flaw in a computer chip, and how the government completely kept that under wraps, and how they've kept all these multiple bases under wraps that we don't even know what's going on there, and they refuse to talk about it in most cases. When you combine that with reported UFO bases that have been around since prehistory and that have been documented through oral history by the natives that lived around there, you start to see a real pattern. You start to see a pattern of deep underground structures, of paranormal phenomena that surround those structures, and of secrecy and complete concealment of facts that goes along with that. And if you just want to spend an afternoon having a little bit of fun doing some UFO research, you can just pick out any of the underground bases, alien or government, that we know about, and just do a search pair with UFO phenomenon. And it's amazing the amount of UFO phenomenon that occurs around these bases. And it's also amazing of the abduction cases that occur around some of these bases. You know, there's always the rumor that the government debunks is just a conspiracy theory about people being abducted and being taken to these deep underground bases. But a quick search finds out that there are lots and lots of cases where these poor souls have been abducted and find themselves in some kind of subterranean prison. So that was just kind of the theme I wanted to do a little bit this week on these dumbs, and to separate the myth from the fact. And it's interesting because it gets so, when you talk about anything that has to do with the deep state or the even with the government, so often the fact and the myth get so mixed together that it's hard to separate the two. But at least if we can at least examine what we do know that they admit to, it leaves a lot of questions about what's going on behind the scenes. If the government's able to put a 5-acre complex inside of a mountain 2 miles down in 1952, imagine what they're able to do today. And it starts to bring to light the fact that there really has developed a second society or a second civilization that has taken on its own identity, and that lives off of us but lives separate from us. And the technology that they have is obviously way higher than what is available to us. So this week I'd like to just begin to explore a little bit into the idea of these deep underground bases, whether the military or alien, and see if we can find out what's really going on in some of these places. That's all for now. UFOWarning.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.